Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Okay, we are back, and welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. This is the nation's number one real estate coaching radio show, your unfiltered, absolutely full-strength truth about what it takes to make money in real estate today. In this ever-increasing real estate boom, I know some of you, when you started hearing me say that about 30 days ago, 60 days ago, were probably saying, oh, Tim, come on now. Market's not going to be good as what was last year, this year. And now it turns out, guess what? We were right. It's not only as good, in many cases, it's significantly better. So the question that you must be asking yourself when you're listening to any of our radio shows in live or in recast and replay is, if you're not experiencing what feels like the best year of your life in your business, do something about it before it's too late. Ask for help. Request a free coaching call. So, Julie, I believe you're on air with me, correct?
I am indeed.
So we have been having, and let's just you and I be honest, a hell of a lot of fun on these free coaching calls, right?
Indeed, yes.
All right, so you just got off of one. I know that's the reason you were a tad late to the radio show today.
Yep.
And in that particular case, I'm curious, anything you want to specifically share with the listeners? And guys, we have a fantastic topic for you today about one of our perennial favorite topics, which is motivation. And so we're going to get to those points in a second. But Julie, anything you'd like to share with all of our listeners?
Well, I think it's very interesting that the world is paying attention to what's happening in real estate, because I am seeing, not just on the call that I just hung up with, but in general, people who are not in real estate before but are in sales or they're in other things, now getting into or back into real estate and immediately hiring a coach. It's interesting.
Yes.
They are identifying that there is opportunity, and they do not want to mess around to wait for it, which I think is exciting. I mean, that is the smart thing to do. Anything that you're learning new in life, why wouldn't you do that?
Why reinvent the wheel, right? You said wait for it, and actually that's one of the I think, the prevailing themes of today's radio show, and it's waiting to feel motivated, right? So on today's radio show, guys, I want to really, and Jules and I want to really confront the whole theory that you need to feel a certain way in order to basically get results. In other words, the theory that your actions follow your feelings. Now, what the heck am I talking about? So many of us, in many cases our entire lives, have been inundated with mostly bullshit about the fact that you have to feel a certain way before you get actions in life. In other words, the belief that reading this, taking this, believing that, chanting to this, meditating to whatever, going to this retreat, going to this event, listening to this speaker speak, reading this book, watching this motivational movie, and after that, everything in your life is going to change. Some of you, and I know a lot of you who have been with us for a long time, you guys will remember the movie The Secret. The movie The Secret came out, and I have to say, for maybe, I don't know, 12 months, everybody was talking about it. You guys probably remember that. The whole idea that if you pray to the universe, somehow everything's going to come your way. The one thing The Secret neglected, the one thing that, frankly, most modern business books neglect when they're trying to tell you to follow your passion, things like that, is the action that's required. And there's a huge fallacy in the whole concept that basically you have to feel a certain way first before you get into action. And here's the fallacy. Very rarely, if ever, will you feel that way. If you wait to get the results that you need to be getting every single day for you to feel a certain way, you will never get those results. We are not wired to feel motivated every day. We just aren't. We're not wired to feel, I mean, I think a lot of you guys rightfully accuse Julie and I of being very optimistic, motivational, upbeat people. But I have news for you. Very rarely do either one of us wake up feeling like we sound now. What makes us feel motivated and actually become motivated is what we're going to talk to you about on today's radio show. But the main thing, I want everyone who's taking notes, and the smart ones of you are, the main thing I want you to get in your head is that you have to stop waiting to feel a certain way before you get into action. Don't wait any longer. You do not need to read anything more to get into action. You do not need to absorb any more information. You do not need to go to another real estate retreat, summit, mastermind event, or whatever the heck else you guys are being solicited with right now before you get into action. The reality of it is the most successful people in the world know, and here's the secret I'm going to share with you. I'm kind of jumping ahead on my notes, but we'll go back and review this, is the secret to long-term success is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Now, here's what happened. I'm on a coaching call this morning, Julie, and this is one of the many, at this point, dozens of people that have just signed up into one of our private coaching programs, right? So a lot of you guys are, as Julie said, taking action, becoming private coaching clients of Julie, myself, or one of our other coaches. So I happen to have this really, it's my first call with these guys, first official coaching call. So I got them on the phone, and I said what I just said to the couple. I said, the key to success, or success is, this is actually what I said, success is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And her response without thinking about it was, that's not my definition of success, because she didn't understand what I was trying to convey. Now, she turned it around quickly when she understood what I was trying to say. Success isn't the arrival of, okay? It's not arriving at. Success is the things that you do every single day in conquest of, in moving towards the specific
in
goal.
In pursuit of, yes.
In pursuit of. And, again, a lot of you guys are trying to and will, frankly, once you get the right coaching, you will find unbelievable amounts of success during this real estate boom. You will achieve more. You will earn more. You'll have more impact on just everything. You can really at this point, because we're at the very beginning stages of this real estate boom, you could set the course for the rest of your life, and even you could create generational wealth. Now, some of you are going to say, Tim, I don't care about that. I just want to buy a new car. Well, if you are planning on buying a BMW 3 Series, okay, set the bar higher and start thinking about maybe buying a BMW 7 Series, but pay cash. You guys, the moral of the story here is long-term success comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. I know it's not a romantic message. I know it's not particularly appealing, but it's the truth. I know you're not going to hear it from anybody else because they all want to sell you on the idea that there's some, you know, magic bullet or some secret pill or some secret system or some, you know, elaborate postcard campaign that's going to solve all your problems, or worse yet, those of you who are still, frankly, being suckered into buying buyer leads from all these online companies, online portals, you know, that are selling buyer leads. The reality of it is they know they can sell that stuff to you guys, because at the end of the day, many of you don't understand the concept of doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level being the key to long-term success. That's the reason I say, Julie says, our coaches say, that is success. When you are in the action of doing what you don't want to do, when you don't want to do it, you are being successful. It's not just when you arrive at the stated goal. Hopefully that makes sense to everyone. Julie, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll get back to our notes.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know, and more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven, market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best, not someone who is simply assigned to you or, even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
And so a lot of you, I know, have been requesting to have a free coaching call with Julie or myself, but we've been having to schedule a week and sometimes 2 weeks out just because of the demand. So today, Julie and I are going to be adding more availability to our free coaching call schedule. So if you want to have a personal coaching call with Julie or myself, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And, of course, we have a handful of our other coaches that are up available for free coaching calls as well. Guys, we love the free coaching calls because they're our opportunity to have a direct effect on your business, your success, your life. And it's really a heck of a lot of fun, truthfully. I enjoy getting to know all of you. I know Julie does as well. And that, you know, a lot of you guys, it's funny. When you request a free coaching call, I'm finding 9 times out of 10, you've kind of been around the block. I don't get any people that are basically just green, not knowing what they're supposed to be doing. You guys have been involved in other coaching programs a lot of times. You've tried this. You've tried that. So you're ready to hear the truth. And that's what I like about these free coaching calls, because most times I'll start a coaching call and the people will be like, yeah, I tried this system and I tried that system. And, you know, you and Julie were talking about how this was kind of a bunch of Mickey Mouse. And, you know, I agree with you. Those calls are fun because you guys are open to and ready to receive the message that, frankly, thousands of you are already listening to. And that is something that's unique in the marketplace that, as Julie said, to Julie's point earlier, there are so many of you that are approaching this industry for the first time as a business, as a huge opportunity to make money. And, guys, that is exciting. I mean, it just truly is. Get back in the habit of dreaming big. Get back in the habit of really allowing yourself to live without limits. And if you've never felt that way before, request a free coaching call, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. All right, so let's go on to the first point. I'm going to read the first point, and you help me talk about it and describe it and explain it, okay? All right. Feelings follow actions, not the other way around. But, Julie, I was told that I have to feel a certain way before I actually have to take action. I don't understand.
Well, my quick answer to that is, how is that working out for you so far? But that's kind of obnoxious. So let's dig a little deeper, okay? But, I mean, really, if you want to cut to it, that's really what it gets down to. And my other thought was, you know, if doing just what you felt like doing when you actually felt like doing it worked, everybody you know in the world would be fantastically wealthy living the life of their dreams, wouldn't they? If that actually
exactly.
worked, doing what you felt like when you felt like doing it, okay? So we have to kind of come to grips with reality. Next thing is, I like to go through the exercise of asking my clients, when was the last time they felt absolutely fantastic in real estate, and what caused that? Well, it's always the same answer, maybe different flavors, but the answer is always the same. It was some particular action that they took. It was taking a listing. It was getting a new client. It was, you know, pre-qualifying an open house lead into a real listing and buyer side transaction. It was, you know, having a settlement today, getting paid. It was the result of a specific action. It wasn't because the feeling just hit them out of the blue, right? It was caused by something. So feelings follow actions. It's not the other way around. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation if that worked so
yeah.
well.
Well, and you guys already know this is truth, the truth, intuitively. But why are you guys so drawn like a moth to flame to basically people that are going to give you motivation, which brings up the next point. External motivation is like a hit of coffee. It wears off. It doesn't last. So you might go to some event or, you know, have something that motivates you or inspires you or you feel a little shot of energy, but it wears off. All of us have been through that experience time and time again. Stop expecting the experience to be different. Take responsibility for the fact that true long-term motivation comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Next point, guess what it is? Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level is the mindset of champions.
I've got to interrupt you for a second, Tim. Everybody hears that first part, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it, and they kind of get hung up on that. I like to focus on the last part, at the highest level. There's a difference between just making contacts to make contact versus doing your follow-up to set an appointment and help someone. There is a distinct level of difference between doing something at your highest ability possible. And yes, that probably is harder because now you need to have a script, you need to practice, you know, you need to make yourself do it. But there's actually three parts to that quote of doing what you don't want to do, when you don't want to do it, but also at the highest level.
Yeah. I mean, guys, the bottom line is that if you had a specific, and we're getting to my next point, I'm going to jump around here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, let's talk about the minimum daily standards and how that goes hand in hand with the previous quote. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so have minimum daily standards, 3 to 5 minimum standards. So in the process of doing these things daily, it causes you to take action, and that gets you to rediscover your motivation. You know, for us, both, you know, you and I always have an exercise regimen every day. Whether we feel like doing it or not, it gets our blood pressure going, it gets us excited, gets us outside, and then motivation really isn't an issue. That's a daily minimum standard. All of you guys, at least hopefully, have some daily minimum standards that you don't even realize, like brushing your teeth, taking a shower, hopefully waking up at a certain time every day. But get serious about the daily minimum standards that tune you into what your real goals are. That could be something as simple as writing down your 3 favorite affirmations as soon as you open your eyes. It's different for everybody,
but have minimum daily standards. The things that you choose, because as Julie just indicated, a lot of you guys have things that you do every single day that are not, I mean, it's what I call real work versus fake work. I mean, this is a typical coaching call I have where I ask somebody, like, let's say, for example, I was coaching you, and we agreed that you had, you know, 3 listing appointments you were going on, and you knew because you followed the system, you followed our pre-listing package, you'd sent all the information out, you pre-qualified the seller. You knew that at least two of these sellers should have been listings you could easily take. But for some reason, you come to our coaching call a week later, and you'd only taken 1. And I ask you why you only took 1. And then we're really going to focus in on specifically what did or didn't happen for that not to actually, that success not to have, you to have experienced that success. That is really the essence of guys really focusing in and drilling down on what it is specifically you're supposed to be doing with regards to the minimum standards. So one of the minimum standards you should all have for yourself is making a certain number of actual contacts with adults about adults about real estate. Okay,
yes.
You have to have a minimum standard of how many of following up with all your leads every single day. A lot of you need to have minimum standards about setting a certain number of listing appointments per week. You need to have a minimum standard that when you go on a listing appointment, to my previous example, that you are not going to get up from the table until you've absolutely positively gotten that contract signed or at least gotten a verbal commitment from that seller that they're going to list with you. You need to start living your life around the daily minimum standards that you and your coach set for yourself so that you can move towards accomplishing the things in life that you want to accomplish. See,
right, and your daily minimum standards, they are based on what your actual goals are, which means that you have to do some goal setting to know what your minimum standards should be.
This reminds me of a lot of guys right now who are comparing us to usually 2 or 3 other coaching companies. And I love these types of calls, free coaching calls especially, because you guys are asking all the right questions. And in case you're just beginning on in the beginning stages of deciding who you're going to hire as your coach, your Sherpa to success, here's some thoughts for you. ask questions like, do you require a contract? Do you require a contract? We don't. Everybody else does. Okay? Why don't we require contracts? Because we want you to be in control. And if you don't like the experience you're having, you shouldn't be obligated to pay something that you're not going to use, pay for something you're not going to use. The next question is, who's going to be coaching you? A lot of times you guys are, I think, getting a lot smarter and realizing that literally every other coaching company out there, they're using script readers. Many times the script readers have not sold real estate. Fortunately, most of the other coaching companies that you guys are comparing us against will tell you that your coach has never sold real estate. So you don't have to try to, you know, figure it out. But in other cases, they're not being honest with you about that. Has your coach ever sold real estate would be the next question I would demand to know the answer to.
I mean, that's a minimum standard for a coach, isn't it?
Yeah,
I would
think. What got me on that tangent, right?
Yeah.
So you guys need to really be asking the tough questions and be careful who you align yourself with. Because if you basically move away from the daily minimum standards that you should be doing every single day and start taking up new activities that some coach told you to do that doesn't lead directly to a paycheck, you won't not just miss this incredible market opportunity, but you could lose momentum to the point where it would take years for you guys to gain back what you'd lost. So the next point we wrote down is exercise and diet. That is really important for motivation. Jules, I think that's something that you like to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. And what's curious is that it's very common for our top producers, the agents who are meeting or exceeding their own prescribed goals that we work on with the Real Estate Treasure Map, those guys also are almost 100% of them are great on the exercise and diet, partially because they have to set those goals using the Treasure Map. But I believe that it's kind of the same part of your brain that if you're disciplined in one area, that it translates over to discipline in another area. And when we say discipline, we're not talking about, you know, a regimented schedule that between 9 a.m. and 9:06 you have to do a certain thing. But we are talking about this idea of daily minimum standards. If you and this is all part of our coaching, right? So there's a difference between someone that says, this is the year I'm going to lose weight. Everybody says that, right? I need to eat more healthfully. Okay, well, that's just a dream. That's what everybody says. But to actually pursue it as a goal requires that you take action on a daily basis. The person who actually achieves that has a daily minimum standard of whatever they choose to do for exercise. They hire a nutritionist. They're following a specific diet plan. They have certain rules in place. And the funny thing is that people that don't do that perceive that as a stressful thing, when in fact the people who do that have just greatly simplified their lives.
Absolutely. All right, so the next point that we wrote down, and this is really critical too. Remember, guys, this is basically you accepting the fact that your long-term motivation comes from your action. In some cases, these points that we wrote down that we're sharing with you today, they come from you actually stopping some of the actions you're taking and redirecting your energies mm-hmm. towards actions that you should be taking. And this next point's a good example. This is something that I'm almost insistent upon that all of my personal coaching clients agree to. And it is hard at first, but becomes really easy, and then it's like a huge weight's been lifted off your shoulders. Ready for it? Media-free mornings. And I'll go as far as to say media-free life. The bottom line is, guys, is a lot of us have become addicted to the news cycle of the drama, of the good news, of the bad news. We've become, you know, addicted to knowing what's happening or have you heard, all those types of things. And 9 times out of 10, it's just negative. Why is it negative? Because lots of studies have been done and have proven that people will not buy positive news. People want negative news. So that tells you a lot about the people that watch the news. They're negative people. So how can you ever, ever think to accomplish anything meaningful in your life if you're constantly surrounding yourself with negativity in the form of news, in the form of any kind of media? And typical pattern of most Americans is they listen to crap in the morning. You know, in other words, they consume news and media in the morning, and then they do it again right before they go to bed. So you're basically bookending your days and your life with negativity. And then you wake up the next morning wondering why you don't feel motivated.
Why aren't I motivated?
Kidding. Yeah, exactly. Why am I not motivated? I just don't understand it. Oh, I'll go watch CNN and see if I feel better.
That'll help.
I mean, really. Guys, here's a simple fact, and here is the bottom line. The actions you take lead to the emotions that you want, lead to the results that you deserve. That's the pattern. actions come first. The thinking, the praying, the hoping that the universe delivers and all that is fantasy land. It only happens if you take actions first. Think about that, guys. How different would your lives be if today, as a result of listening to today's radio show, you decided to take, you know, set aside, say, 5 minimum standards that you were going to do every single day, and you decided to watch, stop watching the news, stop listening to the radio, stop reading your Facebook feed, stop consuming all the garbage that's polluting your mind. How much more would you get done? How much happier would you feel? How much better off would you and your family be? Those three things. Think about it. It's pretty profound, isn't it? Here's the amazing thing, is to get you to the in the direction that you want to be going, to get you the results that you want to have. For many of you, it's not going to take 100% change in who you are and what you do and what you do every day and how you feel. It's going to take maybe 10%. But that 10% is the most 10%, is the most important 10%. You take that slight little change of direction, intensify your actions just by 10%, intensify your focus just by 10%, intensify your intentions just by 10%. The result is just incredible. I mean, think about it. If you increase your lead generation stuff by 10%, the effectiveness of it, that adds up quick. Your lead follow-up, you're going to increase your intensity and your effectiveness by 10%. Your listing appointments by 10%. How you take care of your body by 10%. All that adds up to, honestly, a totally different person, but all it really takes is a series of little 10% incremental improvements. That should be a revelation to a lot of you. It should help you realize that with, guess what, 10% more effort in all the right categories, you can literally have a 100% different life. That's a kind of a cool thought, isn't it? I bet you a lot of you are feeling motivated right now, aren't you?
Well, now, remember, 211 degrees is just hot water, but 212 degrees, you're boiling.
That's
you know,
right.
It doesn't have
Very
to
good.
Take massive, incredible effort to get you there. It's the incremental 10% on a daily basis. And that's why shrinking it down to daily minimum standards is much more effective than thinking gigantic, huge, big picture. And that, you know, that's, again, that gets back to coaching. A lot of you guys start out the year with a specific unit goal. We keep you focused on this week or today's goal so you can have the accumulation effect of all of that work and end up at the big goal instead of waiting until, say, September to get serious, which is
that's
the typical
right.
agent way, right? Oh, my gosh, the year's almost gone. I better get cracking. Oh, but it's the holidays soon, so maybe next year.
Well, isn't that the way?
You know.
I know we have East. You know, Julie, I'll tell you right now, what I guarantee you a lot of these guys are planning on doing, next weekend's
mm-hmm.
Easter.
Yep.
Okay, and you know
better
as well as I
off.
Do. That's right. Now, they're not going to do it necessarily by announcing to the world and their spouses and
no.
their office managers and their clients that they're not working this week, but that is, you know, next week, you know that's what's going to happen. Don't
yep.
let it happen, guys. Take the actions that are necessary and then notice how the emotions follow. Stop following the herd. I know most agents are going to start, you know, their next Wednesday through probably next Tuesday. It's Easter week, you know, and then you're going to have all these other long, protracted, you know, days off that turns into weeks off. That's the pattern that most agents follow throughout the year. Don't make that your pattern. Guys, listen, if there's anything we can do to help you at any time, request a free coaching call. Free coaching calls for agents.com. Please ask for help. Please allow us to help you find your shortest path to success and make the most of this real estate boom. We do have passion for that, and it's what we're best at. So please request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Hey, guess what, guys? Really cool interviews coming up. President of California Association of Realtors, President of NAR, the number one agent at Century 21, and a lot of other superstars are going to be interviewed over the next several weeks. So make sure you're paying attention and tune in, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
See you then.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.